Welcome to my Love Life Podcast, episode number 230, The Owner's Manual for Being Human. It's March 20th, 2024. I'm your host, Lisa A. Lundy, author, blogger, YouTuber, motivational speaker, and so on. I am also a member of the Newsweek Expert Forum. What I do is I help people be happy, healthy, and well-loved, even when life is extremely difficult. As my disclaimer, this podcast does not constitute medical or therapy advice in any capacity. There is no longer any music for my podcast intros or outros. I invite you to join the movement and get other podcasters and social media content creators to ditch the music when combined with voice, which is helpful for people who have hearing loss or are hard of hearing. End of non-musical podcast intro. The Owner's Manual for Being Human. I have to say that, like, probably maybe 90 out of the last 100 podcasts or so, I cannot take credit for the idea, the title, or the content. I mean, I can take credit for putting it together, but this is something that came in, like so many other podcasts since my accident, as a clear nudge from the universe, the Holy Spirit, or God, or something. So I will say what's also interesting is it's also clear that this podcast episode 230, The Owner's Manual for Being Human, completes a self-help, empowerment, mental and emotional wellness podcast library. So this is the last podcast for the library. Then, with a little break, as I sort things out, I will start then doing interviews with experts in their fields, of which I know quite a few. I've had a list of experts to interview since day one because I have a lot of connections. So there will be somewhat of a break. I'm not sure how long. I have to line up the interviews. And I have to really also thoughtfully look at what experts will deepen and provide rich content to support the existing library. So there will be a break. I will be back. And we'll see who we have. But anyway, this is a very interesting podcast also because it is a deviation from the format, basically, of previous podcasts. It's an owner's manual for being human, so it will kind of serve as a directory that you can print out and use as a reference. So life as we know is very hard. Life is just hard. And according to the research, over 70% of the world's population has experienced at least one trauma or traumatic event. I recently read that over 71% of people who experience betrayal, cheating, or some other form of a traumatic event or trauma have very serious issues with functioning as a person after said event. Now, part of the reason why that statistic to me is extremely reasonable and valid is because we are not informing people about what they need to have, do, be, to survive, to function, and to flourish after such an experience. What we know from the research is we know that there are certain skills, abilities, habits, mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, and other ways of operating that allow a human being to not only survive and function, but to flourish after a bitterly hard life challenge or trauma. We know this from decades of research, as well as what some of the things that have been written about since the beginning of mankind. It is with the deepest sense of humility and grace that I have been able to flourish despite a lifetime of ongoing trauma, abuse, and mistreatment, some of which I've mentioned in some podcasts and some of which I will never mention or talk about. So it is, I've been told, it is a miracle that my trauma responses tend to have a little bit more functional response than a non-functional trauma response. So it's very humbling to have weathered significant ongoing trauma, abuse, and mistreatment. What I've done with this podcast is I have set it up as if it is an owner's manual for being human. So there are three areas of this owner's manual to help you flourish in life. Now, when you get an owner's manual or operator's manual for a car, an appliance, or anything else, that owner's manual or operator's manual is written so that the car or the appliance or the device functions well and optimally. It is not written so that, you know, it will fail. It's written so that you get the most life expectancy out of whatever it is. And likewise, this podcast, this owner's manual to being human, is written in the same format. So I've broken it down into three sections. Section one is areas, topics, subjects that are critical to human functioning, agreed upon by the research, by the way. Section two are topics or areas that are helpful but didn't make the cut for being critical. Otherwise, you could consider that this second section kind of debatable. It might be critical in my opinion, but we don't have agreement. And in all fairness, we don't make my podcast content all just my opinion. We try to be fair and balanced. So section two is helpful, but not rising to the level of critical. Section three is issues and problems that often cause human beings not to function. In other words, to tank or worse, to give up. It's taken quite a bit of thoughtful consideration because we don't have agreement on some things in terms of sorting this out. Now, when it comes to section three, which is the problems and issues, we have agreement. These are problematic. They may be traumas or traumatic events, and they are common, extremely common. Yet we're not commonly talking about them, and we are certainly not instructing people what to do if they have a certain problem or issue, which quite frankly is problematic. It would be helpful. So the question as I begin, so part of this then, once I get into the topics in this first section, the first 10-15, I will give a few sentences of explanation because it's very important that you understand the significance of the first, say, 10 or so. Then beyond that, the rest of the podcast will simply be a list of what's in this owner's manual with a corresponding podcast or podcast, plural, to support the topic. Now, how are you functioning in life as a human being? Well, that's not something we talk about either. It may be a brand new idea to you. It was a brand new idea to me in, I don't know, 2016 or 17 when a retired nurse said, well, how functional are you? And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. What does that mean? Well, we do have a global assessment of functioning, a GAF scale. And this podcast is designed to help you reach that 91 to 100 highest level of functioning. So I really want you to understand, I want you to be happy, healthy, and well-loved and flourished and flourishing in life. Yet if you're missing certain critical skills, habits, or practices, it's not likely that you will flourish. You will have a much harder time. So the question is, what will you have to learn? What will you have to grow and develop? What will have to change for you to have the things that I'm talking about in this podcast? I don't know. But again, before I dive in with section one, this will be a printable transcript. I will have to go in manually today or tonight or tomorrow and fix it. But it will be a printable transcript that you can print out and use as a guide or a reference. Section one, critical to human functioning. Number one, the power of your mind, episode number 183. Do you understand the power of your mind? Your thoughts, your perceptions, your emotions, your beliefs, your memories, and many things are stored and processed in your mind, including emotions that you have set aside and decided you're going to ignore. Your brain, which is separate from your mind, it acts as a chemist, whether you understand that or not, to change your blood chemistry based on your imagery or perceptions in your mind. Well, the brain changes your blood chemistry in a positive or a negative way. So, in my humble opinion, for you to have the best life, it's important for you to understand the power of your mind, because this is a game changer. And again, based on the research which I reference in that podcast. Number two, the subconscious and unconscious mind, episode 46. Whether or not you understand your subconscious or unconscious mind, which makes up 90 to 95% of your mind, and you typically do not have access to it, it is your subconscious and unconscious mind that drives your life. That podcast will help you understand the significance, the impact of your subconscious, unconscious mind, so you can also harness that even though you don't have access to it. Three, influences on your thinking, episode 204. Your thoughts give you your reality. I don't know if you're aware that it is your thoughts or your perceptions that give you reality, but that is a fact straight from the research. And your thoughts, your thinking precedes emotion, thus making your thinking and the influences on your thinking very impactful and very critical. Number four, rational thinking or cognitive distortions. Cognitive distortions, episode 56. I have some other podcasts on cognitive distortions, but rational thinking gives you accurate and good thinking. Irrational thinking, also called a cognitive distortion, is defined as thinking that is flawed, inaccurate, warped, or distorted, which thus means that your thinking, your perceptions, your judgments, all of that is flawed, inaccurate, warped, or distorted. That's not helpful to you as a human being. It's very detrimental. Number five, learn to control your mind, episode 72. We have many people whose minds kind of race or go off. And since the beginning of humanity, this has been written about. You can learn to control your mind, episode 72. Six, be mindful, be present, episode 160. This will help you learn to control your mind, but it will help you enjoy life much more fully. And it has also been written about by various great leaders since the beginning of time. Seven, your perspective in life, episodes 224, 210, 219, 98. Your perspective or your paradigm or your beliefs or your views, as I mentioned previously, give you your reality. Do you understand what your perspective in life is or what your paradigms or beliefs are? That's important to sort out for you to flourish. Eight, self-awareness and emotional intelligence. I have many podcasts on emotional intelligence, one on self-awareness, episodes 45, 2, 23, 32, 147, 221, and more. Self-awareness is the cornerstone and foundation of emotional intelligence, and becoming self-aware will help you dramatically in life, giving you freedom, power, emotional health, mental health, and wellness. Nine, emotional processing and management. I have an entirely free emotional processing workbook on my website. You do not have to register to receive it. Just go to my website right below the Newsweek logo and click on it and take it. Or on a mobile app, it's at the bottom of the page below the Newsweek logo. This is very important for a mental and emotional wellness and health, that you learn how to manage and process your emotions. If you use the workbook enough, your brain will pick it up. You won't need the workbook. Your brain will figure it out. 10, coping strategies or coping mechanisms. Episode 13, and there are several, many other podcasts about habits. So when you lack healthy coping strategies or coping mechanisms, this is one area that causes people to tank. It's critical for flourishing, for being functional. There you go. Boundaries, number 11, boundaries, episode 101. Healthy boundaries are not only good for you, they will protect you from abuse, exploitation, or being used. 12, self-care and self-compassion, episode 4 and episode 178. These are also necessary for a happy, healthy life. 13, love and affection, episodes 1, 15, 12, 92, 112, 129, 164, 174, and 178. Whether it's platonic or romantic or both, we know from the research that love and affection is not only critical but necessary for human beings. 14, habits and practices. Episodes 4, 5, 14, 30, 35, 38, 221, and many more. Yes, there are ways of functioning in life, meaning habits or practices, which can help you flourish in life. And also, because of neuroplasticity, you can change your attitude, your temperament, your habits, your practices, and that's very helpful. 15, happiness, episodes 7, 29, 42, 49, 50, 51, and 55. 16, character and integrity, episode 40. 17, assertiveness, episode 11. 18, basic psychology, episode 16. 19, your memory, episode 211. 20, psychoneuroimmunology, or the mind-body connection, episode 109. 21, neuroplasticity of the brain, episode 109. 22, creating your future, which is also known as prospection, episode 84, 69, 20, and 148. Putting the past in the past, episode 226. 24, faith. This podcast is titled The Science of Faith, and it is about how faith will prevent addictions and support and help in addiction recovery, episode 177. And that's the reason that faith made it in the first critical list, is because it's the most important thing, according to the research, for preventing addictions and helping in addiction recovery. 25, the meaning of life or life purpose, episode 203. 26, environmental toxins and your health, episode 225. 27, food and your health, episode 227. 28, gluten intolerance and celiac disease, episode 228. 29, getting your kids to eat healthier, episode 229. 30, being authentic and real, episode 153 and 94. 31, self-esteem, self-worth, a sense of being good enough, lovable, and deserving, episodes 128, 146, 178, 193, 207, 33, and 71. 32, dealing with death, episode 54. 33, emotional bandwidth, episode 74. 34, self-discipline, episode 63. 35, self-mastery, episode 66. 36, bravery and courage, episode 68. 37, anticipation and visualization, episode 83. 38, optimism, episode 37. 39, gratitude, episode 8. 40, time management, episode 39, 35, and 30. 41, friends, episode 10. 42, using pain to your advantage, episode 5 and episode 180. 43, kindness, episode 196. 44, having more energy, episode 9. 45, curiosity and wonder, episode 213. 46, being resourceful, episode 186. 47, patience, episode 175. 48, Hope, which is called Hope, Don't Stop Believing, episode 192. 49, Forgiveness, episode 41. 50, You Did Not Train People How to Treat You, episode 107. 51, Openness or Being Open-Minded, episode 161. 52, Listening, episode 156. 53, Tears, Crying, and Grief. This is separate from death, episodes 53 and 26. 54, Protecting Your Peace, episode 172. 55, Peace of Mind, episode 25. 56, When You Are the Safe Person, episode 119. 57, Why It's Hard to Be Young, episode 82. 58, Making Your Children Be Nice to Each Other, episode 87. 59, Repairing Damaged Relationships, episode 28. And 60, Anger, The Healing Nature of Anger, episode 21. So there are 60 topics, areas of life, whether it's an attitude, a skill, or some knowledge that are critical to operate at a high level, to be highly functional. This next section is for topics that I felt are very important, yet I wouldn't have agreement or consensus that they rose to the level of being critical. I obviously think they're important, but it could be debatable, could be up for debate. So this is section two, deemed helpful yet not critical. Number one, Tips for Difficult Conversations, episode 61. Two, Counterbalance the Negative, episode 77. Three, Having Fun and Play, episode 42. Four, Laughing at Yourself, episode 86. Five, Cleanliness, episode 168. Six, What is Therapy Anyway, episode 58. Seven, Hobbies, episode 38. Eight, Having a Reward System, episode 91. Nine, Scarcity versus Abundance, episode 184. 10, The Power of Finishing Things, episode 52. 11, When There's a Will, There's a Way, episode 96. 12, Being Unstoppable, episode 79. 13, Saying Yes, episode 163. 14, Giving It Your Best Shot, episode 162. 15, Carpe Diem, or Seize the Day, episode 171. 16, The Magic of Teams, episode 122. 17, The Power of Change, episode 124. 18, What is Your Evidence, episode 155, which is about understanding others. 19, Seek First to Understand, episode 195. 20, Being Your Own Champion, episode 167. 21, Being Unbreakable or Invincible, episode 179. And 22, Thinking or Dreaming Big, episode 143. So there are 22 topics, areas, attitudes, what have you, that are very, very helpful in life, possibly not absolutely critical or maybe debatable. Section 3 of this Owner's Manual for Being Human is a significant list of the issues and problems that cause people to malfunction, tank, or worse, give up. And like an owner's manual for a car or an appliance or any gadget, there's usually a section where it says problem solving or device not working, and it gives you ideas on what to do to try to get it to work. This is the same type of deal where these are the most common, and they're very common. All of the things I'm about to cover in this section three, issues and problems, are extremely common. You might or might not be aware of the commonness of some of these topics, but this then gives people a reference to go back to and say, oh, I'm stuck, I'm having a problem, let's look at the problem solving list, and here you go. So I'm just going to read this as the other three sections. Issues and problems, section three, that cause human beings to malfunction or worse, break. One, dysfunctional families and Toxic People, episode 18 and 90. 2. Sibling Bullying and Mistreatment, episode 217 and 90. 3. Trauma, Trauma Bonding, Trauma Responses, and Generational Triumphs and Trauma, episodes 215, 222, 187, and 48. Number 4. My Parents or Parents Are Not So Good to Me, episodes 78, 102, 110, and 90. 5. I Don't Like My Mom or Dad, episode 102 and 110. 6. Domestic Abuse or Domestic Violence, episodes 60 and 90. Dangerous People, episode 67. 8. Economic Abuse, episode 108. 9. Adult, Child, and Grandchild Alienation, episode 80. 10. Scapegoats, Double Bind, and Black Sheep, episode 150. 11. Betrayal or Being Conned or Hoodwinked, episode 139. 12. The Green-Eyed Monster, a.k.a. Jealousy, Envy, and Resentment, episode 99. 13. Beating Yourself Up or Being Hard on Yourself, episode 111 and 114. 14. Being Ditched, Ghosted, or Rejected, episode 62. 15. Being Criticized, Judged, or Condemned, episode 44 and 200. 16. Feeling Lonely or Isolated, episode 17. 17. Feeling Depressed or Anxious, episode 3. 18. Feeling Stuck, episode 27. 19. Having a Hard Time in Life or Being in Survival Mode, episodes 197, 104, 100, 81, 189, 7, 14, 6, and 198. 20. Low Self-Esteem or Low Self-Worth, episodes 207, 114, 111, 33, 71, and 88. 21. Abandonment, episode 143. 22. Smear Campaigns, episode 125. 23. Irrational Thinking, also known as Cognitive Distortions, episodes 56, 194, and 190. 24. Poisoning the Well, episode 201. 25. When People Drill Holes in Your Boat, episode 93. 26. Having Your Feelings Invalidated, episode 74. 27. Emotionally Unavailable People, episode 185. 28. Dealing with People Who Are Always Right, episode 154. 29. The Fear of Getting Old, episode 151. 30. Mean Girls and Mean Guys, episode 173. 31. Being Blindsided, episode 199. 32. Having Control Issues, episode 181. 33. Withholding Love and Affection, episode 169. 34. Projection, episode 165. 35. Triangulation, Gossip, and Flying Monkeys, episode 166. 36. People Pleasing and Overfunctioning, episode 202. 37. Negative Thinking, episode 152. 38. Soul Crushers, episode 121. 39. Self-Absorbed, Self-Centered People, episode 134. 40. Secrets, Lies, and Telling the Truth, episode 106. 41. Relationship Breakups, episode 70. 42. Divorce, episode 218. 43. Running Away from Love, episode 95. 44. People Don't Like Me, episode 76. 45. Dissatisfaction with Life, episode 59. 46. Comparing Yourself to Others, episode 57. 47. Unjustified Anger, When You Are the Fall Guy, episode 205. 48. Being Perfect versus Being Excellent, episode 209. 49. Drama, episode 127. 50. Holding Grudges or Keeping Score, episode 142. 51. When People Refuse to Take Responsibility, episode 141. 52. Failure and Failing, episode 117. 53. Raising Children in the Age of Technology, episode 137. 54, My Children Are Stressing Me Out, episode 138. 55, Procrastination and Avoiding Things, episode 157. 56, Taking Back Your Power, episode 97. 57, When You Feel Hurt, episode 89 and 146. 58, Making Mistakes and Getting It Wrong, episode 103. 59, Bad Managers, episode 123. 60, People Who Are Lazy or Unsuccessful, episode 135. 61, When You Are Unhappy in Your Relationship, episode 144. 62, Feeling Tired or Lacking Energy, episodes 131 and 9. And 63, Protecting Your Child from Suicide, episode 31. So in summary, we have critical topics to flourishing and functioning as a human being. We have 60 topics. In the helpful, but didn't make the first cut section two, helpful but not critical, there's 22 topics. In the problems and issues that cause malfunctioning or a person to break or tank or quit, there are 63. Bringing the total of the podcast topics in this owner's manual to 145. These are the worst problems that people have. This is not all the problems, but these are extremely common, very common, and they are the things that cause people to literally, you know, break. The whole idea of this is that you become highly functional. That so when you are highly functional, something bad can happen and you're still able to function. You don't tank, you don't quit, you don't give up, you don't have the struggles. So this podcast is your owner's manual for being human. You will be able to print out the transcript and use it. And quite frankly, in the last section, the problems and issues, that information, the 63 issues and problems, I firmly believe that people should know about that stuff. Because when you know, for example, about economic abuse, you can avoid it. If you knew about economic abuse as a young person, you would recognize the signs when you got older. And guess what? Economic abuse is the linchpin for domestic violence. Very common in domestic abuse as well. But in domestic violence, economic abuse occurs in 94 to 96% of the cases of domestic violence. So I hope you can see if everyone understood some of these areas, they would A, be able to avoid problems, and B, if they had a divorce or a relationship breakup or a terrible, you know, relationship with their family or their siblings, or they were procrastinating, they would have a place to go. So this gives you places to go podcast to help you be very functional. Did I cover everything? Well, probably not, but I've covered a lot. So there you go. Use it in good health. I do want you to be happy, healthy, and well-loved. That's what I want. Unfortunately, if you're lacking emotional processing skills or emotional regulation, that's going to be tough. And the more you understand the power of your mind and the power of your thinking, you start to get a whole lot more control over your life. And that will give you power, will give you freedom, and help you be healthy. So there will be a short break. I don't know how long. And then I'll come back at some point with topics, interview podcasts to deepen various topics. I'm very interested in some of the topics, particularly the trauma. I have some people in mind. And then there's people, physicians that are world renowned that I actually know who would be phenomenal. So this gives you the library. This gives you a complete library, not only of the critical things, but the things that are helpful and how to deal with or get started when you have an issue or problem, not necessarily your fault. Please let me know if you need anything, because my this gives me great joy to try to help people have a better life. You could have a better life, and you might have to make some changes. That's about it. I do love you, and I will be back at some point. Okay, that's it. Love you. I'm Lisa Lundy saying thank you for listening to my Love Life podcast, episode number 230, The Owner's Manual for Being Human. I certainly hope you will use this podcast for your wellness and for your health, and use it as a resource if you have a problem. Share it on social media and have the best amazing life ever. That's it. Love you. Bye.